Well, last year's runner-up in America's Got Talent, Taylor Williamson, joins us this morning. How are you, Taylor?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Can I just say up front, Taylor, I'm sorry, America's Got Talent. America got it wrong last year. They gave it to this dancing guy, Kenichi, and no slam on Kenichi. I mean, very talented guy and all. And I know you've been very humble about it, but I'm just saying, you should have had that crown, man. You rocked on that show.
Thank you. You're so kind. Yeah, I hate Japanese people. They ruin my life. JK. No, he's my friend.
JK.
Honestly, like, seriously, people, like, I went to Disneyland the other day. I was on the show 2 years ago. People are, like, more upset than I am. Like, you can't. I don't know. Look, he's amazing. I go up there and I talk about my penis and make fun of handicapped people. He's like doing the most amazing things ever. Like, he deserved to win. I wish I won, but he deserved to win.
We've got our Periscope peeps on this morning watching as well. I know you're on Periscope. In fact, that's where I met you, was on Periscope. Do you Periscope a lot?
I don't do it a lot. I every time I don't do it or I almost do it, I feel so much shame because I feel so obnoxious. Like, who wants to watch me?
Apparently.
Like, just be like, hey, guys. Hi. How's it going? What's up? Huh? All right, please don't talk about that. Leave kids in here, please. I don't have anything interesting to say, but it's fascinating. It really is. If I had something interesting to say, it would be an amazing tool, but I don't.
All right. See, I'm on it way too much. It's become an addiction for me, so maybe I just need to seek help for that.
It's amazing.
Myself. Yeah, I know.
People want to hear what you have to say. I mean, you're a radio host. It's like, it's funny, 'cause I talk for a living, you talk for a living, so it seems, it makes sense, but also I just feel obnoxious that, like, like, live, watch me right now, and 100 people are like, okay.
I
know. And I feel so much pressure.
It is kind of
weird. Guilty.
I mean, people will sit there and watch me eating a Subway sandwich. I mean, what is up with that, man? I don't know, but, you know, whatever. So
yeah, well, that's the point. It's not your fault. It's their fault. So we shouldn't feel guilty for just boring people because it's their fault for watching.
Our Periscope friend Tony wants to know, when are you coming to Ireland? I got some other people. Are you going to be doing a European tour at all?
I wish. I'd love to. I don't know how to do that. I tell my agent to go overseas, and he's just like, all right, Taylor. Thanks, Taylor. Like, I don't know if anyone cares about me. I mean, it's nice that this one Irish guy. I know they show AGT overseas in a bunch of really random places. I was in Japan and I got recognized by a little girl from Hong Kong.
Did they like Kenichi better?
Hong Kong. Well, you know what's funny? In Japan, no one knows who Kenichi is because they don't show AGT over there.
Oh, interesting. Well, good for you. That's awesome. that kind of works out nicely. Yeah. Hey, everybody wants to know about this Heidi thing. Has that turned into anything more? You and Heidi had this big romance going on the show. What's up with that now?
Yeah, we don't really talk about our private life in public, but things are going great. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely. Honestly, Taylor, how attractive has being on America's Got Talent made you to women now? You know what I mean? It doesn't take much anymore, does it?
But what do you mean anymore?
No.
How dare you?
acting
like I was an unattractive weirdo,
no.
And then now I'm an unattractive weirdo that was on TV.
No slam
so
intended,
focused.
Man. No.
No, I've been cool my whole life. I had sex in high school like so much.
See?
Why do you laugh? Like,
no,
that's
not
believable.
I'm not. I because you're a comedian, and so I feel like I never know whether what you're saying is true or whether you're. That's all.
You know, it's funny. Like I thought it would like all right, here we go. We're gonna make up for the rest of my life. Let's do this. Like I was on tour. Like people want to hug me.
Yeah.
Like I was always fine with girls. Like I never had. I mean, I was never, like, the king by any means. Has anyone ever said that? I was never the king. I don't know.
I don't know.
What am I talking about?
I was never.
Girls want to hug. I went to Disneyland the other day. Everyone wants to hug me. I'm like a teddy bear that girls just want to hug. And then if I tried more, they'd be like, what are you doing? I just want to hug you. Get out of here.
I do see that but vibe coming from you. Yeah, yeah, I get that. I kind of get that, you know.
But, no, it's nice, though. I have a girlfriend now, though, so.
Oh, cool.
That's great.
We know how.
So good. I'm so happy. She can't hear this, right?
What, no, well.
Where are you located?
I can't promise. I'm in Missouri, so.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. I'm just curious. Are you watching the current season at all?
I'm watching a little bit. I missed. Most, I've seen like 4 episodes, I think.
There's a dude on there doing your act. I don't know if you caught him or not.
But he's he's my buddy. No, I have so many people hitting me up saying that, but what's so funny is when I did this show, I had people saying I was copying this guy, Jacob Williams. Everyone, he's a nerdy Jewish dry comedian. It's the same thing.
It's the same, okay.
With a nasal voice.
But. You don't think, but you know him? Do you actually know that guy?
Yeah, I've known him for years. He's fantastic, okay, well, honestly.
I won't think ill of him then. Okay, very good.
No, I know, but I've had so many emails since last night. It's funny. He's really good. Look him up. Like, he was on Conan last year, and you'll see, like, it's not. It seems like it's me just because it's in that environment, but
yeah.
It's not fair.
Okay, fair enough.
You're like, no, he's stealing your act.
He's stealing your act, man! It's like, nobody can be Taylor Williamson but Taylor, you know, so.
All right. He's great.
We're visiting with Taylor Williamson. He was last year's runner-up on America's Got Talent. And Taylor, I guess it goes without saying, being on that show changed your life, right?
Yeah, well, I've been doing stand-up for 12 years now, and I was doing it for like 10 years before I got on the show. So I'm lucky that as a comedian, there's already a blueprint for what I'm just doing what I was doing before at a bigger level now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really... It's constantly terribly overwhelming and exciting, but scary. But I can't imagine for these other artists who like perform in the bedroom and they go on the show and then they're just like kind of thrown to the wolves. All right, good luck out there. You know, the show doesn't like they don't hook you up with like counsel or like advisors.
Right.
Like, here's what you do next. You know,
right.
It's not their job. They're running a TV show. Doing the same clubs that I would do when I was the opener, but now I'm the headliner. And then I've gotten to do, I don't know. It's everything I did is like to the extreme now, basically.
You did a great job on Last Comic Standing in 2010. You made it real far. And I got to tell you, I mean, stand-up comedy is one of my favorite art forms. Not that I can do it, but I'm saying I love watching people who are good at it, and you're one of them. And I've often wondered,
thank you,
how in the world, when you come up with a new idea, or, hey, let me try this, or I'm going to talk about this, do you bounce it off somebody first and say, hey, tell me, is this funny? Or do you just try it out there and, you know, come what may?
Yeah, I don't go up to people and say, can I try out the joke? I mean, I've done that a little bit. I rarely, like, if I'm with a friend and I think of a joke, I'll try it out. Like, I'll be that annoying guy where I'm in conversation and I say something and someone laughs. I'm like, oh, that's funny. But the worst people are the ones who try out jokes without telling you they're trying out a joke.
Yeah.
It's like a gross thing that, like, young comedians do,
right.
Which I've done before, I'll be honest. But, like, you just, like, throw in your routine in a conversation and then people laugh, and you're like, oh, that's a good one. It's so gross. I hate people who do that. But Twitter, you know, people tweet things, and sometimes I'll tweet, like, a one-liner and see what that reaction is. But the state, it's so much different doing it on stage, because that one person who doesn't like your joke might be the one person in the crowd who doesn't like your joke, but everyone else does. So it's really just, like, majority rules kind of thing with stand-up. Like, if you have 70% of the crowd laughing, like, oh, it's a good joke, you know?
Yeah.
Even if, like,
yeah.
a 30%, like, think it's the worst joke of all time.
Well, and comedy audiences, I guess, are kind of a nice thing, because they're motivated to laugh. They want to laugh. It isn't like, you know, they're there to laugh. So they're ready to do that.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what helps for being on the show, is people are coming to see me now, thank God. So they're there to see me on purpose. But, I mean, I still do shows in L.A. where people are just, like, it's like I'm bothering them.
Really?
Like, comedy's weird. Like, going around and making people... A lot of people they got free tickets, and they're just, like, there for no reason.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All right, buddy, let's see what you can do, you know?
Right.
Or, like, I've done shows in restaurants where part of the crowd isn't there for the show. They're there for their birthday party, and then the comedians on stage just being filthy and horrible. And they're like, why aren't you laughing? They're like, this is my birthday. I don't know. There's going to be a comedy show here in an hour. So it's nice that when I do shows on the road, I get to do an hour, and people are hopefully mostly there to see me on purpose, you know?
I'm glad we finally got a chance to do this, because, Taylor, you were just on jury duty. Did you get any material from being on jury duty at all?
No, people keep saying that to me, like, you're gonna get some material. I'm like, no, I don't want to be here. Like, I'm not the guy. Some comedians, they like being in like crummy situations because they're like, I'll get some material. I'd rather not have the material and not be in it. Right. I mean, it was interesting. It was actually really interesting. But I mean, except for the one the judge is like on the second day of jury selection. Hey, aren't you the comedian from America's Got Talent? Great. And I'm like, what is happening here? It's a criminal trial, you psychopath. And like in front of the criminal, he's like, "Hey, you're the comedian from America's Got Talent." And like, so it's crazy. And like, it's like, if you want to, if you just type that in, I'm gonna show up. Like, I'm sure in his head, I didn't say your name,
right?
But that's like, hey, it's Obama's on the jury. Hey, aren't you the president of the United States of America? Like, I didn't say his name. So I'm gonna get murdered by some
great
psycho when he gets out of jail. So.
Well, we'll save this for the trial when that comes out. Okay, just so you know. Well,
this is epic.
Taylor, I have to tell you, it's a real thrill to have with you. And my wife wanted me to tell you, she loved you on the show. She voted for you multiple times, and she said, make sure you tell him that he was my favorite. So, and that is high praise for my wife. So.
Thank you. That means so much to me that your wife made my dreams come true, for real. That's what's so special about the show is it wasn't like some random like executive who was like, we'll get you on this show 9 times or whatever. It was people watching, believing in me. It's crazy. I mean, clearly, I would have rather had a career 10 years ago.
Well, hey.
But it, from some crazy executive being like, I like him. But it means so much to me that people went out of their way to vote for me and give me this cool, weird life. So. Thank her, please.
I will.
Thank you.
Well, if you want to follow Taylor on Twitter, can I throw out your Twitter handle there?
Yeah, please. At Taylor Comedy, and on Twitter and Instagram and Periscope when I use that, and Taylor Williamson on Facebook. And I have all my videos on YouTube if you want to see what I'm about. And I'm going to be on this big tour. I think we're going to Missouri somewhere. I'm not sure. But if you ever see me come into your city, please hit me up and I'll put you on the guest list.
I will.
You, Kevin, not your fans.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to have like 600 people show up, you know. It's That's funny. Hey, if you do get into Missouri, if you get close enough, man, I would love to have you here in the studio sometime. I know it's the morning. Comedians don't do mornings. I get that. But you just never know, you know. So.
Yeah, for sure. I want to come to St. Louis, too. I haven't been there in a while.
Oh, cool. Yeah, St. Louis is a great city. We're like 2 hours from St. Louis, but that's cool. Well, Taylor Williamson, man, it is such a pleasure to have you here, and I wish you the very, very best in everything you do, your career, your comedy, your tour, CDs, anything you're doing. And I really sincerely think you are a very, very funny guy, and nothing but good stuff for you, man.
Thank you so much. It means the world to me, for real. Thank you for having me.
Right.
I'm going to go back to sleep now.
All right. Thanks, Taylor. Take care, buddy.
Hey, have a great day. Take care.